degree weather they're forecasting is on the way this week.
I was going to ask you if you drove through any weather on your way. Now, you live south of town or north of town or east of town or
Well, from here on, I live 2 hours. I live south of Sioux Falls a little ways.
Oh, my.
So I get to see a lot of different weather on my commute to work.
I remember heading to Winter one day to do a high school football playoff game, and this has been many, many, many years ago. And I would guess that from Al's Oasis on the interstate to Winter, we went through every season at least twice. And that was a fall day. I mean, that would have been an October into November type of day with high school playoffs, but it was just crazy. So, well, we have a winter crystal that started kind of late for us, but now it just doesn't want to release its grip.
I know, but I'll hang on. As long as, you know, in my estimation, where I get really discouraged, if we see snow in April, then I'm about ready to pack my bags and head out. But, we don't have a lot of control over that.
No, we sure do not. Well, the legislative session has wrapped up, and I would imagine you guys have some thoughts on what happened or maybe what work got done or maybe what work is yet to be done. So how do you think things went?
Sure. You know, really, I think overall it was a great legislative session for agriculture and the members that we represent, even our consumer members. We had some key issues that we engaged pretty strongly in this session, first and foremost being the Precision Ag Project at SDSU. This was one that South Dakota Farm Bureau strongly supported, and, we worked very hard to, work with our legislators, but also to try to identify funding sources so that South Dakota could truly be a leader in this emerging technology that's going to be so important to our industry.
Yeah, and it's, go ahead. I'm sorry. I thought you were done.
I was just thinking, along with that, that we've seen strong, South Dakota is kind of known for, our producers are really known for adapting new technology. The South Dakota farmers and ranchers have been leaders in the nation to adopt biotechnology, and I really feel that this precision ag technology is just real well-placed in South Dakota because our producers are very, very much eager to learn and to implement new ways of, bringing technology into their operations. So that was a pretty exciting and successful development that we were able to identify funding. And, of course, the other issue that we continue to stay involved in is the non-meandered water issues. And we were really glad to see, this become, law, and that we didn't have changes to that that compromise bill that took place last summer. So those were kind of the two big issues that we really felt were big wins for our industry this past session.
Okay. I would imagine that's what you're happy with, but what are you looking forward to? I would imagine the plans are already being laid for next year.
Well, there's always continuing things that we look at. One thing that we know is going to be studied over the summer is the brand registration fees, which is pretty important conversation for our Western South Dakota producers and our beef members. I think for the most part, people understand that we need to find a way to continue to, fund these fees or to offset some of that, but needs a little bit more investigation. So that's a summer study or a summer conversation that we'll be engaging in. I think we look ahead to other pending measures. None of them actually have an agricultural, a singular agricultural, concern. But, we're going to be involved in looking at the conversations around redistricting of the legislature. There's been things such as prescription drug caps and medical marijuana. Some of those things we know will be coming up, and so we definitely will be staying involved in those conversations. And of course, there's going to be a number of ballot measures coming up for 2018, and that's something that South Dakota Farm Bureau has become really relied upon and known for by our members, that we'll put out some education about those ballot measures and help people really understand, you know, what they'll be going to the voting box to take up.
Yeah, it's amazing how fast that goes. Everybody talks, oh, the elections and all that. That's a long ways. Well, no, it isn't.
Yeah. No, it's right here. You know, I mean, it'll be a couple months, and those conversations will be definitely at the forefront. So, and I think, you know, in addition to the legislative, you know, topics that we always keep on our radar, you know, nationally, we continue to talk and work behind the scenes on Farm Bill legislation, and so that's something that we know we will be deeply involved in the upcoming weeks.
Sure. Well, with all your travels that you do on a normal basis, what else has been keeping you busy through these winter months, which are supposed to not be as busy, Crystal? They're supposed to not be as busy.
Right. Well, this is the time when we actually have access to our farmers and ranchers.
I bet.
A little slower time for them, but you know. Well, first of all, today obviously is the first day of National Ag Week, and this is a really fun week to really showcase our industry. Our women's leadership team took place in Ag Day at the Pavilion in Sioux Falls this weekend, and over 2,500 kids went through the displays that we had there. There were live lambs, and I stopped by there a little bit on Saturday, and I tell you, it's just amazing to see the enthusiasm of these young kids to learn about our industry. And I think, you know, so often when you ask people, where does your food come from, they think it's from the grocery store. And so it's a great opportunity for us to remind them as they're walking down the grocery store aisles that there are faces and really passionate folks behind the food that they see there.
Well, I know they're having one of those events here at one of the grade schools here in Watertown, I think coming up on the 26th, I believe. I sometimes get the dates right, but I know I gave something to Mike about that because they're going to bring in a producer, and I don't remember exactly because it depends on who's available, but they're going to bring in a couple of folks where the kids can ask questions and they can find out that it just doesn't end up at the store by itself.
Exactly. There's a long chain for all of that to happen, but you know, again, National Egg Week is just a great time for us to be talking about the source of that food and trying to put faces with the food that people eat and talk about the sustainable and really conscientious practices. You know, in South Dakota, I think we're really lucky. We, you know, we're only one or two generations removed from the farm. You know, most of our residents are, and so they kind of understand the way of life and have agriculture all around them, but, you know, we all take a role in trying to make sure that people everywhere understand, you know, where food, fiber, and fuel come from. So it's a really fun week, and there's lots of activities going around, and I know FFA is very involved in National Ag Week, and so just a great time to talk about our industry.
Well, very good, Crystal. I'm going to let you go because I know you're busy with some different things, and we've got Paul Johnson in studio, and we've got a phone call we need to make, so I'm going to let you go and get back to your normal day.
Excellent.
But hopefully the weather holds out for you, and maybe we can push, I don't know, I guess we shouldn't, we never get too reluctant about, or never too disappointed about looking at precipitation, and I know areas that need it, but
right.
I guess we can,
for sure.
For now, we'll just look at it that way.
Exactly.
All right.
Good point.
Thanks,
Fantastic.
Chris.
Well, have a great week.
You too. All right, Crystal Smith, everybody, Executive Director.